Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we are continuing to hit on a variety of subjects this weekend. And now let's turn our attention to some college football. We're going to recap and provide some analysis and insight on the Ohio State Buckeyes, talk some Big Ten football. And of course, last week on our show with Husker great Jason Peter, we were talking about the Big Ten television schedule and that the Buckeyes, what they've penciled in four network night games. Urban Meyer, a huge fan of that, in favor of that. So we've invited on tonight in the Quicken Loans studios, Bill Rubinowitz. He is a sports writer at the Columbus Dispatch. We're looking forward to talking some Buckeye football. Welcome aboard, Bill. It's been way too long.
Yes, it's nice to be with you, Lisa.
Before we start discussing the upcoming season and perhaps some of the things that we learned from spring practice in the spring game, let's step back and let's think back on how the season unfolded in 2013, because the Buckeyes, they were one victory away from playing in that BCS National Championship against Florida State. What was the biggest concern that they need to address as they usher in a brand new season in 2014?
Well, the big concern last year was the pass defense, which really struggled, especially late in the year. Honestly, if they'd had to go against that Florida State offense in the championship game, it might have gotten ugly. So it was exposed against Michigan. They survived it. It was exposed again against Michigan State. They did not survive it in the Big Ten championship game. That was really the missing piece to the puzzle last year. This year, they've tried to address that by hiring Chris Ash, who worked under Brett Bielema at Wisconsin and Arkansas. They really instituted a much more aggressive pass defense scheme. Urban Meyer said, look, if we get beat on a big play, we get beat. But I just don't like this bend but don't break philosophy. We're gonna attack. So that's one area of concentration during the spring. The other is they have to replace basically the entire offensive line. They only have one starter back, Taylor Decker, who's moving from right tackle to left tackle. That's a big concern still. They have a lot of faith in their offensive line coach, Ed Warner, but you're still talking about having a bunch of very young, inexperienced guys up front, and that's going to be a major concern.
Absolutely, because that offensive line, they lost four seniors.
Yeah, four seniors, led by Jack Muhort, who will be a pretty high draft pick next week. So that's a big area of concern.
And, of course, we definitely want to get an update on Braxton Miller. He's still recovering from the minor shoulder surgery. Who are the backups, and how did they finish in the spring game?
Well, Braxton Miller had surgery before spring practice, so he did not do anything at spring practice other than stand back and kind of analyze plays. He was a glorified videographer. So it was one of the more interesting battles of camp was who would emerge as his backup, because Kenny Guyton has graduated. Kenny Guyton was invaluable in so many ways to the Buckeyes. And so the guys that are competing are Cardale Jones and JT Barrett. JT Barrett was first quarterback that Urban Meyer recruited. Tom Herman recruited, the offensive coordinator out of Texas. Cardale Jones, a guy from Cleveland who was most known infamously for that tweet he sent out a couple of years ago saying, basically, why are we in class? And the irony is that
that's
he's
right.
actually a scholar athlete. He was a scholar athlete. That was just kind of a strange thing. He said, it was a stupid thing to do as a freshman. And, so he certainly regrets doing that. At this point, Cardale Jones is the guy who emerged the most. Not that he was by any means, or is by any means ready. He's not, but he's got good size, like 6'5". He's got a good arm. He's matured. He's still got a ways to go, but at this point, he's got a leg up.
But I understand, though, in terms of the numbers, that they were pretty disappointing.
Yeah, the spring game it really was much more of a passing exhibition than it was a running one. Yeah, there are definitely concerns. Neither Cardale Jones nor JT Barrett looked particularly good, and nor did the receivers for that matter. So, I hesitate to put a whole lot of stock in a spring game. There's so many factors that it's just not real football. I mean, it's just not. But still, you can tell whether a guy has, looks good. And those guys didn't look very good, honestly.
We were talking about just momentarily Braxton Miller, his update, and recovering from his minor shoulder surgery. But 2014 could be a huge year for him because he obviously is going to be at the forefront in terms of one of the Heisman contenders and in consideration for that. Just talk some more about the value of Braxton and what he's just meant to this program. I mean, he really did have a great year.
He did. The quarterback at Ohio State always gets some kind of criticism, unless they're Troy Smith winning a Heisman. And some people think that, they certainly thought that he made the right decision in not applying for the draft, not going in the NFL draft. And that's almost a universal opinion. He still has to work on on getting the ball out quickly, on being able to process the game a little bit faster, going through his reads a little bit better. But he is absolutely, as a college quarterback, he is invaluable. He's got great running ability, obviously. That is stuff you just can't teach. He's also got an underrated arm. I mean, some people really kind of discount how strong his arm is. He can make every throw. So he's going to go through kind of a John Gruden-like quarterback clinic with the Ohio State coaches. They're probably going to bring in some other people, and they're going to really grill him on that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this is obviously a big year for him. It's a senior year, but in terms of what he means to Ohio State, he means everything, honestly.
How far has he come in terms of mentally with the game?
Oh, a lot. I mean, he came in as a freshman having no expectation of playing. And then Terrell Pryor got into all the trouble he got into and decided to leave, and the cupboard was bare. And he was thrust into that job as a freshman, as an 18-year-old, before he was ready. He would tell you that now. And it was a terrible year. Luke Fickell was the coach, had no chance to form his own staff. They were just trying to get through the year. And so to think about where he was then and where he is now, it's night and day.
We are going one-on-one with Bill Rabinowitz at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. This past fall, he released a book. It was really, really compelling. It's titled Buckeye Rebirth, Urban Meyer, An Inspired Team, and a New Era at Ohio State. Tell our listeners a little bit about this book.
Well, I'm the beat writer for Ohio State, obviously. And during the 2012 season, as it kind of reached its end, and he knew there was not going to be a bowl game or anything like that, I just kind of thought, this is a unique season. And when they did finish the season undefeated, I thought, I think there's a book in this. And I knew some of the background stories, but I wanted to flesh them out, things I couldn't really do in the newspaper. And I asked Urban Meyer if he would cooperate. He said he would. I talked to him multiple times. I talked to his wife for a long time, every assistant coach, virtually every player. And I think I captured not just the 2012 season, but really what it's like to play for Urban Meyer, what it's like to coach under Urban Meyer, what it's like to really understand what the program is like at Ohio State now under Urban Meyer. So I wrote it in a way that hopefully it would have resonance beyond just the 2012 season. If you want to know what it's like at Ohio State, why he's successful, then I think the book still has relevance.
Well, it is an amazing read because you just think back into 2011, just all the adversity him and his coaching staff had to overcome and just his keys to success and just how he has been able to step in so quickly and to respond. Can you quickly hit on that?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that people underrate about him, everyone talks about the spread offense, and that's the key. And I don't think that's the key. I think the key is that he is really a psychologist. He understands what buttons to push. He understands how to motivate people, both positively and negatively. He really is a CEO. All coaches now, head coaches, have to be CEOs. They have to go and manage. And he's great at that. He knows what buttons to push. He understands how to motivate people. And I think that's the thing that really people overlook when it comes to Urban Meyer.
Of course, it's titled Buckeye Rebirth, Urban Meyer, An Inspired Team, and a New Era at Ohio State. I know you're very excited about the upcoming, the 2014 season. And I know those fans are, too, because what? At the spring game, you had 61,000 fans. Is that true, Bill? That's insane.
Yeah, and in fact, a couple years ago, I think his first year, it was like closer to 80 or 90, I think. There was a thing where they had fixed prices too high, honestly. And then the day before the game, they dropped it to $5. So a lot of people some people had already made plans to not go because the prices were too high. And so it was a better crowd than they would have had, but they've had bigger.
Well, we've been talking about your Ohio State Buckeyes. Look forward to catching up with you again real soon. And again, thanks for joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Well, thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead in just a moment.